A simple, quick thought here, and just read a couple passages for your consideration. You know, how often do you wash your car and then it rains? For me, it seems like it happens quite a bit, right? I think I could make money with farmers, go to some drought-stricken area, and, you know, all I got to do is wash the car and it'll rain. Now, I think sometimes, you know, that's just life. Now, you can take the cup is half full approach kind of mentality, like, well, I guess I'll just never wash my car again, right? It's just going to rain. Or you take the cup is half full mentality, that's just life. I'm going to wash my car. If it rains, so what? I'll just wash it again, right? And just bear with me on this. While I read just a couple passages here, so just kind of have that illustration in your mind. Titus, the third chapter, verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, right? So spiritually, some people don't wash themselves. Why? Right, some will never obey the gospel. Some will never put on Christ in baptism. Why? Right, you know, some people end up obeying the gospel and maybe just going through the motions of Christianity, never realizing that God-given potential. Why? Hebrews 10, verse 22 tells us the importance of spiritual washing. Let us draw near with a true heart. That's a proper attitude, of course. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. 1 Peter 3 and verse 21 tells us baptism saves us. It's not the removal of dirt from the body, but an act of good conscience toward God. Right, and so the question is, you know, why don't some people wash themselves spiritually? Sometimes I believe it's because of a particular attitude. You know, why do it? I'm just going to get dirty again. Right, I'll never be good enough. You know, that kind of thinking. But think about that illustration with the car wash. Right, The proper attitude should be, you know, I need to wash because I know it will rain again. You know, some never obey the gospel. They think, well, I'll never be good enough. Well, you know what? You won't. None of us will, though. That's the whole point. The whole point is none of us will ever be good enough apart from Jesus Christ. He's good enough. Right? And in obedience to the gospel, he says, I'll allow you to be attached to my goodness, to my righteousness. Right, that's the whole purpose of why we do it. We do. Listen, Jesus died so that you could wash away your sins. Jesus died so that you could be clean, so you could have eternal life. That's what John 3 and verse 16 is all about. God, he loved the world so much, he gave his only begotten son. I think lots of times, though, we just want to read that and not read what led up to it. And I just want to read a few verses here, and we'll offer the invitation back in verse 1 of John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now Nicodemus here stuck thinking physical. In verse 4, he said, how can a man be born again when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus says, basically, I want you to think spiritual. Most surely I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And so that brings us back to you this evening and a question that you need to answer. And that is, have you been washed? Right? Have you obeyed the gospel? The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. Right? In our class, we talked about 2 Thessalonians 1, 8, and 9. Jesus is coming back. He's going to take vengeance on those who do not know God, those who do not obey the gospel. And you might be thinking, well, how do I obey the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus? Romans 6, 3 and 4 tells us to reenact his death, burial, and resurrection in water, immersion. And I'm going to do that because I believe in Jesus. I'm willing to repent of my sins. I want to confess him before men. And he says, he promises, I'll walk to rise in newness of life, and then the journey begins. So if you haven't done that, that's the opportunity that you have this evening. If you've done that and you've fallen away, you get to start all over. Right? Is it something you need to bring before the church and do it? If not, go to God in prayer and have that prayer of repentance. So whatever you spiritual need that you need help with, let somebody know, please, as we stand, as we sing.